I'm Jack Lessenberry. Sri Tanadhar has a fascinating life story. Earlier this year, he gave me his autobiography, The Blue Suitcase, Tragedy and Triumph in an Immigrant's Life. I've only read parts of it, but it's more fascinating than most campaign biographies. Last year, after selling much of Avomine Chemical Services, the Ann Arbor laboratory he founded, Tanadhar decided to run for governor and has poured millions of his own money into the cause, flooding the airwaves with well-produced TV commercials. As a result, some polls show him running ahead of the expected frontrunner, former Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer, in their quest to win the Democratic nomination for governor in Michigan's August 7th primary. Now, I don't know anyone who really thinks Tanadhar will win, other than the candidate himself. The conventional wisdom is that the Whitmer campaign will soon start spending serious money on TV and retake the lead. Nor, frankly, do I know many people actually think Sri, as he likes to be called, should win. That's not because they don't like him, or his mainly sensible positions, but he's lived in Michigan less than a decade and has no experience in government. Our last two governors had little or no experience in Lansing, and it cost them. Governing is not easy, as both Jennifer Granholm and Rick Snyder found out. In his time, John Engler was rather good at it because he was in the legislature for 20 years first. We sometimes think politics is just about schmoozing, but it's not. Most people would probably find Granholm a better dinner party guest than Engler, and Tanadhar is the bubbliest of them all. But if Sri ever had a chance of being a governor for we, as his ads put it, I think it ended with the story this week about the abandoned dogs and monkeys. 8 years ago, after a previous company he owned went bankrupt, its testing facility in New Jersey was seized by the Bank of America with 118 beagles and 55 macaque monkeys inside. It clearly never occurred to Tanadhar to worry about them. He told the Huffington Post 2 days ago, "I've no knowledge how well the bank took care of the animals." Fortunately, the story doesn't have a horrible ending. Former lab workers climbed the fences for days to feed the animals. Eventually, the monkeys were rescued by an animal rights group and the beagles saved and adopted. Tanadhar claimed to be an animal lover, but I don't think that'll wash. The beagles were kept in small plexiglass crates and subjected to toxicology test. I know one Michigan native could tell him about animal cruelty allegations and politics. Mitt Romney once drove 650 miles with his Irish setter in a crate on top of his car. The terrified dog, Seamus, was stricken with diarrhea, which cascaded down the windshield. When he first told the story, Romney appeared to think it was funny. Dog-loving voters didn't. Bumper stickers appeared with a picture of a dog and the slogan, "I ride inside." Guess who never rode in an inaugural parade? That was bad enough, but Romney never tested toxic chemicals on Seamus. I don't know who the next governor will be, but I'll bet their name won't rhyme with we.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.